Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, February 5th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Drs. Josh Trussell and Josh Hamilton of the Northeast Texas Bariatric Center. Birthdays. Two-time presidential candidate and UN Ambassador Adlai Stevenson, born this day in 1900. He's best remembered for confronting the Soviet ambassador during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Do you, Ambassador Zorin, deny that the USSR has placed and is placing medium and intermediate range missiles and sites in Cuba? Yes or no? Don't wait for the translation, yes or no?
Baseball Hall of Famer Hank Aaron is 80 today. From the Biography Channel.
He's a Hall of Famer who owns some of the most prestigious records in baseball.
Hank Aaron is arguably the greatest baseball hitter of all time.
Yet it took breaking one of the most important records in sports for Hammer and Hank Aaron to get the credit he deserved. Henry Louis Aaron was born in Mobile, Alabama on February 5, 1934, the third of eight children of Herbert and Estella Aaron.
On this day in history, in 1937, President Franklin Roosevelt announces a plan to expand the Supreme Court to as many as 15 judges. Critics immediately howled that Roosevelt was trying to pack the court. From PBS.
Determined to win votes for his court plan, Roosevelt was now in the congressional fight of his life. He dangled promises of federal projects, hinted at judicial appointments, threatened to withdraw patronage. At a picnic for Democratic congressmen, he turned on all his charm. This time, it didn't work.
At the top of the charts in 1970, they sang the song's English lyrics phonetically. Godness, Shocking Blue from Holland, and Venus.
Godness on a mountain top.
On the KETR events calendar, Managing Your Digital Identity is a program that will be presented at 7 p.m. Tuesday night, February 18th at A&M Commerce. Learn how to manage your brand across different forms of social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and others. The program will be held in room 246 of the McDowell Administration Building. Managing Your Digital Identity, 7 p.m. Tuesday night, February 18th at A&M Commerce. For more information, see events at KETR.org. Our thought for the day, keeping busy and making optimism a way of life can restore your faith in yourself. Thank you, Lucille Ball. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Dr. Josh Trussell and Dr. Josh Hamilton with the Northeast Texas Bariatric Center, located at the Hunt Regional Medical Center in Greenville, and they specialize in bariatrics. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
And glad to have you guys in with us this morning. First of all, we say bariatrics. That refers in general to the treatment of obesity, but we were talking a few minutes ago. Really, mostly we're talking here when we say bariatrics about surgical procedures. Is that correct?
Yeah, the term didn't really get into much common use until bariatric surgery became a popular thing. A good alternative term for bariatric surgery would be metabolic and weight loss surgery, because we really want to focus on the metabolic benefits of bariatric surgery, which would be a focus on eliminating type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and other consequences of excess weight.
Dr. Trussell, this really has become a major health issue in the United States, hasn't it, the issue of obesity?
Absolutely. Right now, with current trends, by 2020, we expect two-thirds of the population to be considered morbidly obese.
What has caused this? And of course, if you go back 50 years, the rate of obesity was much less than it is now. So has the food changed? Have our habits changed?
I think a little bit of both. People have become more sedentary in the jobs they do and in the things they do for fun over the last 30 years. There is some degree of food manipulation in terms of you know, picking out certain types of chicken and poultry and pork. Some of the animals are injected with hormones that end up in the milk we eat and the eggs we eat. That may be some part of it, but it's probably a bigger issue with what foods people choose to eat on a more common basis and how much of each food they eat and then what they do after they eat.
Mm-hmm. There's so much more fast food and packaged food available now, even than when I was a child.
Yeah. Densely caloric, not very nutritious food is unfortunately the cheapest, easiest food to get. That's one of the reasons why one of the very peculiar and interesting things about obesity is it's primarily a disease of actually lower socioeconomic classes in this country, which historically, if you go back hundreds of years in Europe, obesity was a disease of rich and wealthy people, but we have the opposite problem here.
We're talking with Dr. Josh Trussell and Dr. Josh Hamilton with the Northeast Texas Bariatric Center located at Hunt Regional Medical Center in Greenville. You all have only been doing this in Greenville, the bariatric surgery, for a relatively short time.
We started the clinic last year in March of 2013. We did our first operation in April. Between April and the end of this December, we had done 20 procedures, all without any complications, all having great success.
Dr. Hamilton, we were talking before the mics went on, and I learned that lap band is maybe not a dirty word, but not your preferred term, and not even the procedure that you guys use.
Yeah, we're choosing not to do the lap band here at our facility, and the trend nationwide is going to be moving away from the lap band procedure. At one point, it was the most commonly performed bariatric operation done in this country, but the long-term data has suggested that the degree of weight loss and the remission of obesity-related comorbidities, in particular diabetes, which is the big important one, is lower for the lap band procedure than for the other procedures. So the gold standard operation is the laparoscopic Roux-en-Y gastric bypass, which we're doing at our procedure. And then the laparoscopic sleeve gastrectomy has, in recent years, become the most popular bariatric surgery done in America.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Trussell, we were also discussing that this is not magic. It requires some commitment from the person that gets involved in it.
That's exactly right. And that's why it's very important to have a bariatric center take a patient through a big educational process, both before surgery and then follow them through the surgical process and then follow them long term after the surgery to make sure they're doing the right things to get the maximal benefit out of the operation they choose to have.
If someone now listening to us says, this sounds great, I'm ready to talk to these guys, how can they get in contact with you? Did they go to the Hunt Memorial Hospital District website? What's the best way?
We have a website for the bariatric clinic in particular. It's northeasttxbariatrics.com. You could probably also find it on the Hunt Regional Medical Center website. We put a lot of work into that website. It has a lot of great information. There's a sign-up to our seminars on those websites. We do a free seminar on Saturday mornings about one time a month where we give an hour-long presentation going over all of this for patients. So our patients leave those seminars feeling very well informed.
Good. Dr. Josh Trussell and Dr. Josh Hamilton with the Northeast Texas Bariatric Center in Greenville. Thank you for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Great. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.